We're on the top of Vav Amud Beis. If there's time in the end, I want to go back to something from before. Omer Rovin bar Rav Ada, Omer Rav Yitzchak, kol haragil lova lebeis haknesses, velo boy yom echad. Somebody who usually comes to shul and one day he's not there. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mashul bo. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam inquires about him. Shneemar mi bichem dochem yorei Hashem. If he went for a Dvar Mitzvah, and the Tzlach says that that's hinted to in the Pasuk of the word Asher, Im, right? Asher Holach. Im Holach, for what reason did he go? So if he went for a Dvar Mitzvah, so Nogalo, then things will be bright for him. Im Ledvar HaRishus Holach, Ein Nogalo. And if he went for a Dvar Rishus, then it won't be bright for him. Yifta b'shem Hashem, my timer, why if he went for a Dvar Rishus and missed shul because of that, something that wasn't a Dvar Mitzvah, Mishum d'havi l'liftoach b'shem Hashem v'lo b'lach, he should have been talking in the Rabbanu Shalom, and he wasn't, and he went for his Dvar Rishus, for his monetary thing or whatever, and didn't have enough b'tochen. Rashi? No Rashi. Mashil bo, matibo shel ploni lomit lomit bo. The Rosh inquires about him, what's going on with him, why isn't he there? Yira is Hashem, show your rogel love you love. It's hinted to in the fact that this is a person who's rogel to come to the Beis HaKnesses, and the fact that he's a Yori is Hashem. Asher holach hashochin dei nogalo, asher ato holach lemokum choshech. Now he went to a dark place away from the shul, ashi mona atzmo vilahashkim lepis besocha. He says he didn't come to my house. The ein one, no, we didn't get it yet. Okay, so the, two things here. First of all, it's mashma that the Rebbeinu Shlom only inquires about somebody who usually comes to shul. Somebody who doesn't usually come altogether, he doesn't bother with. Right? So one idea is that that's a kovet to be inquired about. Right? It's a kovet for the person. Therefore, if he's zoche to come every day, he has that special kesher with the Rebbeinu Shlom. The Rebbeinu Shlom is concerned about it. Another pshat is that a person doesn't come every day, okay, so he doesn't have that capacity, he's on a lower level. But somebody who shows he has the capacity to come every day, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is makbid with him more. And if he misses a day, it's something that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam inquires about. Similar to what we find by Yosef HaTzadik. Even though a normal person is allowed to be mishtadel, have ishtadlus, that since Yosef was on a much higher level of bitochen, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam expected more of him. So a person who comes to shul every day, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam expects more of him, and therefore if he misses a day, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam makes a special inquiry, which doesn't apply to a regular person who doesn't come every day. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore one shouldn't say, well then better not to come every day, so I should have to be on that level. No, the mice of the mile of being on that level has tremendous benefits. It also has with it tremendous responsibility too. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, B'shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo Beis HaKnesses, V'lo Motza Bo Asorah. The Banshan comes to shul and he doesn't find a minion there. Miyad Hu Kois, he immediately is angry. Shemar Madua Bosi Ve'ein Ish, Korosi Ve'ein Oneh. And the Tzlach, I think, says that it's talking where there won't be a minion. Because we learned before that the Rabbeinu Shalom comes before the minion. So what's he angry about if he comes before the minion and doesn't find a minion? He always is there before the minion. Here it's talking where there won't be a minion in the end. And in fact, they say the Ein Ish is what's it called? Is Roshei Tevos Omein Yeheshmei? Right? There's not going to be a minion for people to say Omein Yeheshmei Rabba. Om Reb Chelbo Rashi the Ein One Shir Shiuchul Lanos Dover Kedusha. No one is there. Not enough people are there to be able to answer Divrei Kedusha. Omer Abchelbo, Omer Abhuna, Kol HaKoveya Mokom L'Shpiloso, Elohei Avron B'Ezro. Someone who makes a set place to daven, so the God of Avram Avinu will be in his aid. Ukshemei, so when that person dies, Omrim Lo, Ei Onav, Ei Chosid, Mitalmidav Shel Avram Avinu. Right, on his hesped, you can say he was an Onav and a Chosid, Mitalmidav Shel Avram Avinu, because he was Koveya Mokom L'Shpiloso, and we'll see that davening in a set place symbolizes chassidus and anivus. It's a quality of humility. We'll discuss in 1 second why. The Avram Avinu minolan de kava makom. How do you know Avram Avinu davened in a set place? Yichsiv ayashkim Avram baboker el hamakom asher amacham. He got up in the morning, back to the place that he stood before. The ein amid el tefila. Amid over here means tefila. Shenemar vayamod Pinchas vayifalos. Pinchas stood up vayifalel and he davened. So we see over here that Avraham Avinu got up and stood in the same place that he davened before. It's called Mokumless Philosoph. Rashi, Elohei Avraham, Shekova Mokumless Philosoph, Be'ezro, Kederashu Ozer Lavraham, just like the Rabbanu Shalom helped Avraham. And it's interesting, Rashi says it in the present tense, not in the past tense, that the Rabbanu Shalom is still helping Avraham. Shchus Avos is still around, and Avraham Avinu was still being taken care of by the Rabbanu Shalom. Okay, so this halacha now of Koveya Mokum Mishpilaso, the Rabbeinu Yona says this only applies to daven in a set shul. You should have one shul you daven, kavua, and not switch around, daven sometimes in this shul, sometimes in that shul. But once you're davening in shul, you don't have to have a mokum kavua in the shul, the whole shul is kodesh. So Mokum Kavua means a set shul to daven, but not a set place in the shul. The Rosh, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins also, holds that it has to be in shul too. Not only do you have to have a set shul, in shul you should have a set place to daven. And then Magen Avraham adds that even if you daven at home, you should have a place in your house that you usually daven in that place, Kavua. Okay, now, what's the reasons why you have to have a Mokum Kavua? So the Ranach says, because changing places gives you things to look at and think about, the new things, and it takes away your kavanah. Okay? And that's a nivus, that the person feels that he's not so set, he doesn't have to worry about putting himself in a new place where he's going to be curious about new things that he sees, or whatever. That's a nivus. He shows that he needs that crutch of being in the same place where he doesn't have that curiosity to take away his kavanah. The Arizal says an interesting idea. He says that this idea of Koveya Mokum L'Shtilaso is dafka in Golus. I don't know what he does with Avraham Avinu, but in any case, in Golus. In Golus, Klal Yisrael is like a Nida. Oysa the Nida v'Nehem. The halacha is that a husband is not allowed to sit with his wife on a bench unless it's Kavua. Unless it's set into the walls, it doesn't move around. So if we want the Rabbanu Shalom to be with us, since we're a Nida, we have to be koveya makom l'spilah, so we have to have a place that's kavua, otherwise the Rabbanu Shel Olam is not going to be able to be near us since we're in need. Okay, that's obviously not the pshat, but it's an interesting idea. The Beis Yosef says that koveya makom l'spilah so has another idea that's not the pshat, but a drash in it. Koveya makom l'spilah so means, makom over here refers to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. That you are koveya, that your tefillas are basically for the sake of the Rabbanu Shalom, not for your own selfish reasons. If you want things, you want them, you should be a better Obed Hashem, the Rabbanu Shalom's Shechinah is in Golas, and when Klal Yisrael are Bitzara, the Rabbanu Shalom is Bitzara. So the Iker, I'm koveya makom l'shtilaso. Right? I'm koveya, the Iker of my tefillah revolves around the Rabbanu Shalom, not about my own needs. And that Avave is an idea of Hasidus and Anivus. The Tzlach says a different idea, which could be taka pshat here. Why koveya makom l'shtilaso? When a person davens in a certain place, he invests the place with a certain kedusha. When he davens in that same place again, he shows that he needs the kedusha that was invested there before, right? He can't create that every time somewhere else. He needs that crutch of having that kedusha that he created before. And the Chazal say that ein ha makom is chavidus ha'adam, elo adam chavidus makoma. The main thing is a person gets covered to the place, not that the place gets covered to the person. But if a person feels that he doesn't give covered to the place, adarabah, the place is what gives covered to me, that's a tremendous honor. So therefore, a person who's koveya makom l'shtilaso shows that he feels that I need the kedusha in the place that was created before. I can't keep creating that kedusha all the time anew. Right, so the more I daven in one place, the more Kedusha builds up, the more my tefillah is helped by the place rather than by me. Okay. And he says that's why Elohei Avraham the Ezra says whoever davens that he be answered in the schus of others, the Rabbanu Shalom answers him in his own schus. But somebody who davens in his own schus, then the Rabbanu Shalom doesn't answer him in his own schus. Same thing over here. The person who davens in a kavua place realizes the place that's going, not me. So he's basically like Elokei Avraham. The Rabbanu Shalom answered Avraham not in other people's schus, because there was no other schus. Avraham didn't have any schus avos. He has only his own schus. So somebody who davens in a kavua place and is not told in his own schos, but told in the schos hamakom, so Elokei Avraham the Ezra, and the Roshan answers him like he answered Avraham, that he gets things in his own schos. Okay, let's go on. Omer Reb Chelbo, Omer Reb Huna, Hayotzim Beis HaKnesses, person who goes out of shul, Al Yatsia Psia Gasa. So he shouldn't take big steps. Omer Abaya, Lo Amran Ela Lameifa. That's only if you're leaving shul. Aval Lameyel Nitzvah Lemerhait. But if you're coming to shul, you should run. Shenemar Nirdefa Lodas Hashem. I run to know the Rabbanu Shalom. Omer Abzeira, Meresh Ki Hari Chazina Lehu LeRabbanan. The Korati Lepirka B'Shabsa. When I first saw the Rabbanan running to their shir on Shabbos, Amino Komechalian Rabbanan Shabsa. I thought they're Mechal Shabbos, because it says that your walking on Shabbos should be the Nachas, not the same way you walk during the week, and I shouldn't run on Shabbos. So I figured they'd be Mechal Shabbos, they're running on Shabbos. Even the Shaman, the Lohadar of Tanchum, Omra Bishu Ben Levi, La'olam Yorutz Olam, the Dvar Halacha, Vatilu B'Shabbos, when I heard that which Rav Tanchum said, the name of Bishu Ben Levi, that a person should run to a Dvar Halacha, even on Shabbos. So then not only did I think that they're doing the right thing, I also ran when it was necessary on Shabbos. Rashi. If you take big steps when you leave shul, it shows like you want to get out of there as quickly as you can, because the shul is a burden to you. So you can't when you leave. Nirdefa loshen marutza. Nirdefa means to run. Somebody who's running after other people, is pursuing somebody, runs after them. So, first of all, the medayik over here, what did Abaya add? Reb Chelbo said, when you're yotzin, that's like necessary, you shouldn't take big steps. And Abaya says, that's only when you leave. Right, that's what Reb Chelbo said, when you leave. So he said like this, there's two kinds of leaving. You can be leaving shul with the intention of coming back right away. Or to be going to a beis medrash. Then, even when you leave shul, you're allowed to run. So what Abaya says, lo amran ela lemeifat, means only if you're only leaving. But if you have intention of coming back into shul, you can even run going away from shul. The Gemara in Shabbos says that in fact, what's it called, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to, what's it called, even during the week, you're not allowed to take big steps. Not only not on Shabbos, because it takes away 1/500th of your eyesight. So, some say that this sugya argues on that sugya, and holds that since there's a refuah for that, you can make up your eyesight with the wine of Kiddush and Havdalah, so that's one of the reasons we use Havdalah and put the wine in our eyes, right, to cure that problem of taking Psia Gasa, so therefore what's it called, since there's a cure, it's okay to take Psia Gasa and rely on the cure. And what's it called? The only problem is taking them when you're leaving shul, right? Then it's a problem. But stam doing it is not a problem. And Shabbos is also, according to the Gemara over here, is mutter. The Tzlach says there's a difference between Shabbos and the weekday. Okay, all of this is dependent on these two sugyas, but it's not for now to go into the details. Just the bottom line is that the Tzlach says that during the week, even if you have no reason to run, you're on time for the shir. You can still run to shul. What's it called? It's an inyan to run to the shir. But on Shabbos, if you're on time, and there's no reason you have to run, then you shouldn't run on Shabbos, because hiluchach b'Shabbos should be different than chol. You should walk benachas. But if you're going to be late on Shabbos to the shir, right, then you're allowed to run to the shir even on Shabbos. Okay. Omar Reb Zeira. Agra de pirka riata. Since we're talking about running, so now the Gemara is going to go me'inyan li'inyan. The main reward that you get for coming to a shir, right, the pirka was, Rashi says, the pirka, lishmo hadrasha, to come and listen to a shir, listen to a drasha, right, that's pirka. We need to do these Rashi. From a chalim rabbon and shabbos, Adom Ramar, also the tzol psia dasa b'shabbos, shenem and toshim b'shabbos raglecha. Shabbos especially, you're not allowed to take big steps, because Shabbos you have to walk Kovadik for Shabbos. Agra de Pirka, Iker Kibul Skar Habrios, Harotzin Lishmo Adrosha, Mipichacham, Hiskar Hamarutza. The main skar you get for going to listen to the drosha is not the drosha itself. It's the running to get there. Shari Ruba Menem Adinim, Lahamid Girsa. Most people don't understand what's going on anyway. So the Iker Tzar can't be, what's it called, the learning, because most people don't understand the learning. So what Tzar do they get being there? Right, it doesn't remain with them. So that if you get Schar Limud on an extended level, that doesn't usually apply to most people. They hear what's being said, they understand at the time, and after that, like their mind is emptied of it about 2 minutes later. So the Schar Limud doesn't continue. What does continue? The fact that you ran for the Shir. Others say a different shot. Schar Mitzvah v'hayal Moleka. That the schar for the mitzvah itself, you don't get in this world. That's in the next world. But how you did the mitzvah in this world, if you did it the simcha and you ran or whatever, that you get rewarded for in this world. So what it means, agra, the pirka, the schar in this world, a body, the bigger schar is a learning. And that, but that you don't get in this world. But the schar for running to the shir, that you get in this world too. So the ikar schar in this world is the preparation for the mitzvah and how you do the mitzvah, not the actual. The actual mitzvah itself, the schar is an olam haba. But the things that are this world things, how much simcha you had, how much you ran towards it, or whatever, that you get rewarded for in this world. Omer Abaya, agra de kala duchka. Right? Similarly, the main schar that people get for coming to Yarchi Kala, Rashi, the Shabbos before every Yontif, right? We have Shabbos HaGogel, but the Mashmal used to have it before every Yontif. Shabbos before Sukkot, right? Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah was a special Shabbos to review the halachas of the regel, so everybody came to hear the shir. The main star is duchka, the fact that people were, what's it called, put a lot of effort in, because there was a lot of pushing and shoving and it wasn't comfortable there. So the main schar, both according to what we said, that schar in this world, and the main schar, most people didn't understand too much there either, so being in an uncomfortable position, the shei mitzvah, was the ikar schar. Omar Rava, agra d'shmaisa svara. The main schar of learning Torah is the svara, is understanding it. Right, which fits in with things we said before too. Right, the Urayim says, the main mitzvah of Talmud Torah, even though you get mitzvah of Talmud Torah, even for just saying the same thing over and over again, but the main mitzvah of Talmud Torah is understanding it. The Shinantam, they should understand it. That's the main mitzvah. Omer HaPapa, Agra de Beitam Yashtikusa. The star of going to a Beis Ovel is keeping quiet. So here there are two different pshatim. Let's see who says what. Second. Yeah, the Yavitz said that thing about Schar Mitzvah Behamalekah. Okay. What the Rabbi Gon says that the Menachemim have to keep quiet till the Ovel starts to talk. So the main Schar comes when you come there and commiserate with him. While he's quiet, you're also quiet, and you show that you're no Seba'ol with his Tzar. That's the main Schar of the Nichum Avelim, not even so much what you said. It's even being quiet with him, crying along with him. The Ravan says the opposite. The main schar that the Ovel gets in a Beis Avelim, not the Menachemim, is him keeping quiet and having times on the Rabbonu Shalom. The main schar an Ovel gets is not questioning the Rabbonu Shalom in a time of din, or keeping quiet and not being a Siach Das from his Avelis, not talking in a way that takes his mind off the Avelis, but concentrating on the Avelis. So one holds that the main schar we're talking about here is for the people who come to be Menachem Ovel, and the Ravan says the main schar we're talking about over here is for the Ovel himself. Okay. Right there. Omer Mar Zutra, Agra de Tanisa Tzidkasa. The schar, the main schar of a fast day is the Tzedakah. So there's a few ideas over here. One idea, Ma'on HaBrachos, the Shita Mekubetzos, or the Achronish Shita Mekubetzos on Brachos, brings down a lot of people I had never heard of. But in any case, he says that the idea is like this. Usually, tzedakah is not yours. It's money that was given to you as a trust to give to an ani. So you don't really get too much schar for giving tzedakah out of the fact that you gave something away. It's not yours. But when you fast and you save money that should have been yours, you should have had, what's it called, to spend that money on your food, and you didn't. So that money's yours. when you give that money to tzedakah, that's really the real tzedakah. So the ikar schar of fasting is the fact that you'll be able to give tzedakah and get a lot of schar for it. The Divrei Shaul, Yosef Shaul Notheson, right, the Shaul Meshiv, says that normally when a person fasts, it's because he has aveiras, and it says when you fast like that, you don't really want to eat. So therefore the fasting is not really a tremendous mitzvah. So what is this ikar schar, right, that you get is a tzedakah from the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam gives you a tzedakah that he counts your fast as a fast, even though you really don't want to eat anyway because you're disgusted with yourself or whatever, and that's why you're fasting. The Gilyonei HaShas says that in order for the tainis, so according to all these other reasons, the main thing over here is the tzedakah, right, is the main mitzvah. The tainis is minimal because you would fast anyway, whatever. But the Gilyonei HaShas says the following. Really, the tainis, what's it called, you benefit from fasting, that you save money. So if you give that money to tzedakah, then the tainis is a full tainis. You didn't benefit anything from it, you did it totally shem shemayim. Because otherwise, there's a little bit of a matan schar of a tzedakah that you saved money that you didn't have to eat that day. Okay. Omer Rav Sheshes, Agra de Hesped of Deluye. The main purpose of a Hesped, and therefore the main schar that comes from the Hesped is Deluye, is that people are inspired or moved to cry out, raise their voices. One saw in a Rishon that by a Hesped there's an Indian to scream, make a lot of noise, because it says that the Neshama has a hard time getting through all of the things that are obstacles for it to go up to Shemayim. So when there's a lot of noise, the noise moves those things out of the way, and the Neshama can go up easily. Omer Avashi Agra de Behilule Mile. The main schar that's gotten in a chasana is Mile, is Rashi says, let's see Rashi, Agra Nishmaisishvara, Shu Yogea Vitoreach Mechashiv Lahavin Talent Shadavar. The main schar of Limud HaTorah is understanding it and the effort you put in to understand it. Agra Tanisa Tzidkasosh and Osim Litzdok of the Era. Tzedaka le'eru l'farnosa so'aniyim, shisranu hayom, right, on a tainis, they usually gave tzedaka towards the evening for the people, for the aniyim, that they should have to eat after the tainis too, and that's the ikur schar of the tainis. The luye lahorim kol, right, the main thing by a hesped is to raise your voice, b'loshim nehi, agmas nefesh, shiyifku ashomim, in order to make the people who are listening cry. Mile l'sameach hachosin b'dvorim. So the main thing is to make the chosan unhappy with the words that you say. So, but the Gemara in Ksuba says that you say them to the Kala. But that's what makes the chosan unhappy. The main simchas chosan the Kala is to praise the Kala in front of the chosan, and that makes the chosan unhappy. The Kala is happy that she hears her praises. But the main simcha of the chosan is that he should be secure in the fact that he made the right choice. So the Kala is tabla mesav tandu, the Kala is always happy with her chosan. Right? But the chosan may have doubts. So by making him more secure in his choice, you're making him happy by letting him hear the shvachos of the Kala. Okay. Okay, let's go on. Omar Avuna, kol hamispalel achorei beis haknesses nikra rasha. Whoever davens in back of the shul is outside in that. Okay. It's called a Rasha. Don't get worried, Uri. It's ready to faint there. You can dive in the back row of the shul. We'll see in a second that's not just Tom, you're diving in the back of the shul. Shenemar, Sodiv Roshim Yisalechu. Om Rabbaya, Lo Amran Eladlo Mahadar Apel Abekinisha. That's only if you're outside the shul and you're not facing the shul. Avo Mahadar Apel Abekinisha. If you're facing the shul, less than one. Then it's okay. Okay? Ahu Gavra, the Komatzli Achori Beknishta, there was a guy who was davening outside the shul, right, in the way that's improper, Velo Mahagar Apele Beknishta, and he wasn't facing the shul, Cholat Eliyahu, so Eliyahu Anobi passed by, Chazye, and he saw him, Idmele Kitaya, and he appeared to him like an Arab, Omerle Kadu Bar Kayanta Kane Morach, right, this is how outside you stand in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam with such chutzpah. Shalav Satsura, he took out his sword, the Kathni killed him. okay? Because it was a tremendous chutzpah to neged the Rabban Shalom. Obviously, Eli all knew that this person wasn't stomped davening outside. It was a concentrated, premeditated chutzpah to neged the Rabban Shalom. Like, I'm going to show, I'm not coming in, and I'm not davening, whatever, the same direction everybody else is, or whatever. Okay, so now what's the problem here of davening outside the shul? Rashi says, Achori Beis HaKnesses, Kol Pisrei Beis HaKnesses Hayu B'Mizrach. They have the door to their shul in Mizrach. And that's the way they faced. So the door was in Mizrach, and the Aron Kodesh was in Mizrach. That's how Rashi learns. V'hochi Tanya B'Tosef to the Megillah. Ne'ein Mikdash U'Mishkan. Pneihem L'Marim, well, they davened towards the Marim, V'Achoreihem L'Mizrach, and the door was in the Mizrach. Havamispal achori beis haknesses, the eno mazur ponav le beis haknesses, nirik a kofer v'mishat tzibur mispal lefonav. So a person who davens outside the shul, and he's facing with his back towards the shul. So he's davening in a different direction than the, what's it called, than the tzibur is. Right? The door's in the back in the mizrach, they daven towards the west in bavel. Okay? So he's standing outside the door in the east with his back towards the shul, and facing a different way. So that is what's called the chutzpah. He's davening in a different direction than the shul, and his back is towards the Aron Kodesh. They know Mazur Parnav Leis HaKnesses, Nirik HaKofer, Mishat Zimus Parnav Ponav. V'hadar Avuna Moki Lo La'abaya, but Lo Mahadar Api Lebe Kenishta. Cholaf Ahutaya, Socher Aravi. And he made himself look like an Arab. Kadu Bar, Kadu Shosi Bar, Rishus. Ki hayda amrina besukah ha da aile bebar, right? Kadu shtei bar. It looks like there's two reshuyos. Looks like you're praying to another god, right? You're not praying to the same god that the people inside are praying, because you're davening in a different direction. Okay, that's how Rashi learns. Tosfos learns that the door to the shul used to be in the west, and if you face the shul, even though you're facing a different direction, but you're facing towards the Aron Kodesh. The problem is, if you face away from the shul, your back's to the Aron Kodesh. You're davening on that side of the shul, okay? The door would be on the side of the Aron Kodesh. And if you face the shul, even though you're facing a different way than the Tzibur is facing, right? But that's not the Ikar. It's always like that. In the world, we always face towards the Makom HaMikdash. Some people are facing north, some people south, some west, some east. They don't have to all face the same direction, they're facing the same thing. So if you're davening behind the shul, right, behind the Aron Kodesh, okay, outside, if you face towards the Aron Kodesh, it's fine. Even though you're facing a different way than the shul is facing. But if you face with your back to the Aron Kodesh, then it's a problem. Then you're not facing the same way that everybody. You're not facing the same direction. You're not facing the same thing. That's the Ikar, according to Tosfos. But then Yona says that the Ikar over here is three things that are negative. And if anyone is missing, it's okay. One is you're outside. Why don't you come into shul? What are you davening outside for? So it looks like you're not interested in coming into shul. You're also davening with your back to the Aron Kodesh. And you're davening in the wrong direction. All three things, that's what makes it no good. That's Achori Beis HaKnesses, going to the Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, let's go on. Omer le'ahum mirabonan rabbeiboy barabai. One of the Rabbonim said to Rabbeiboy Bar Abaya, V'amri lo Rabbeiboy the Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, the Rabbeiboy himself said it to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, my krum zulus livnei odom, right? What does the pasuk mean in Tehillim? Krum zulus livnei odom. Omar le, elu dvorim sha'omdim barumo shel olam, krum, things that are in the heights of the world that have effect on all of the worlds, all of the high spiritual worlds, like tefillah. Okay, who b'nei adam mezalzel in bohem, and people are mezalzel. They don't treat tefillah with the right respect and the right chashivas. They don't appreciate how important it is. It's dvorim sha'omdim barumo shel olam. The Nefesh HaChaim says that means that what you say down here has effects on all of the higher worlds. Rav Yochanan Rav Elezer da'amri tarvayu kiven shenitzrach adam lebrios ponav mishdanos kekrum. Another pshat in the pasuk. A person who has to come on to the help of other people. He needs to take tzedakah. So his face changes like a krum. Right, we'll see what kikrum, like Krum is like saffron, I think. I mean, his face turns yellow. And he changes colors. He gets embarrassed. It's embarrassing to have to take, to come on to other people's help. That's one pshat. Shenemar Krum Zulus Levnei Ovan. My Krum. What is this Krum? Right? Aside from the pshat of like Karkom. Right? It's another pshat. Ki Osra Vimi Omer Of Echad Yesh Bekroche Ayam. There's a certain bird in the islands. Who Krum Shmo. Its name is Krum. The Kivan Shechama Zorachas. When the sun shines on it, Mishapich Lekama Gavonim. It turns into many colors. They say this is like these sunglasses, that when the sun shines on it, it changes color. So here's a bird that had the same kind of thing. It changed color when the sun shone on it. And the Sfarim say that if it means that a person who has to come on to other people is embarrassed, that's only when it's public, when the sun shines on him. Everybody knows about it. But if he's given the help privately, right, quietly, then he's not embarrassed. So it's only like this bird when the sun shines on it. Others say that it means kol hanitzrach lebrios, nitzrach adam lebrios, means that people need him. Once a person becomes a leader and people need him, he has to change his face to all different kinds of people. He has to be different kinds of things to different people. A leader can't be the same way to everybody. Everybody has different needs. So he has to change his face per person, just like this bird changes its colors when the sun shines on it. Rav Ami v'Rav Asi damer tarvayu ki ilu nidun b'shnei dinim eishu mayim shenemar hirkavto enosh l'roshenu bonu be'eish v'mayim. According to the first pshat, right, the person is being nidun with two dinim. He's getting fire and water, right? Having to take tzedakah and not take it is bad, and having to take it is bad. So whatever oila miyitzri on miyotzri, if I don't take it, I'm chatzaris. If I do take it, it's embarrassing. So it's eishu mayim. According to the other pshat, nidon ve'eshu mayim means he has to have many different nidos. For some people, he has to be eish. He has to be strong and harsh. For some people, he has to be like mayim. So a person who the tzibur needs him has to know how to relate to different people, some like eish and some like mayim. Okay. Anything else here? Yeah, the Sam Sofer says the second pshat, that people need him. Okay. Let's go on. Omer Abchel, Omer Abhuna. La'olam yehei adam zor b'tfilas ha-mincha. A person should be extra careful with tfilas ha-mincha. The Torah says because mincha comes at a time that people are usually busy working, and it's very easy to forget to daven mincha. So that's why it needs extra care. Shari Eliyahu lo nana ela b'tfilas ha-mincha. Not only that, not only, like the Torah says, that it's dangerous to tfilas mincha, right, but it also has tremendous benefit. Eliyahu Hanavi was answered b'tfilas ha-mincha. Shenemar vayihi ba'alos ha-mincha vayagash Eliyahu Hanavi vayomer aneini Hashem aneini, right? And when he brought the mincha at mincha time, that's when, what's it called, that's when he was answered. So the Mepharshim speak about why is mincha called mincha. If it's because you bring a mincha along with the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim, you also bring a mincha with Talmud Shel Shachar. Same mincha. So they call Shachar's mincha too, right? So there are a few answers. One answer is Tosfos says in Psachim, because there's no other name for mincha. Right? Shachris has a name. Mariv, Arvis has a name. There's no special name for the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim. So therefore they called it Al-Shem HaMincha. Right? Shachris is Talmud Shel Shachar, so they called it Al-Shem HaTalmud. But mincha, there was no special name, so they called it Al-Shem the mincha that comes along with the korban. Another reason is that since Eliyahu HaNavi was answered when he brought the mincha at this time, at the time of Bein Arbayim, so they call the tefillah mincha. The Avudram says it has nothing to do with korban mincha. It has to do with the fact mincha means menucha. The sun is going towards its rest. So the tefillah mincha is the tefillah where the sun is going to rest. And also it's because the Talmid Shel Bein Arbayim was brought in the time what's called Mincha Ketana. So therefore it's called Tfilas HaMincha, because that's when the Talmid Shel Bein Arbayim was brought, the Mincha Ketana. And the Arugas Avosim says an interesting shot. He says that when Avram Avinu brought the ayil in place of Yitzchak, so Yitzchak said you can't bring a korban without a mincha. So he brought the mincha. And Yitzchak is the one who instituted Tfilas, the second Tfilah. And he was the one who brought that special mincha in his place. along with the ayah that Avraham brought, therefore it's called Tfilas Mincha. Okay? So Eliyahu said twice, Aneni. Aneni, Sheterid Eishman HaShemayim, he begged the Rabbanu Shalom that the fire should come out of the Shemayim and consume his carbon. Aneni, Shelo Yomru Maisik Shofinim. And answer me, the people shouldn't say it's magic. They should believe that it came from you. Now the Tzlach asks, Lechora, the Rabbanu Shalom told Eliyahu to do this. Because if he didn't tell him, he wasn't allowed to do it. You're not allowed to be carbonus outside the Beis HaMikdash in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. It was a Horashah, which means that the Rabban Shom told him, the Nevuah, that this is what he should do. So he says that the Rabban Shom didn't tell him that moment to do it. He told him in general, at some point, you're going to prove that I'm God by making a carbon bachutz and the Eish shall come in a Shemayim. Eliyahu davened that this should be the time. Right? Don't push it off, Rabban Shalom, and say, well, this is not the time, we'll do it tomorrow. Right, so please, do it now, and do it now in a way that people really recognize. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, after Tfilas Arvis. The person is also answered by Arvis. Shenemar, and he has to be careful with Arvis too. But the Mepharshim say, but not on the same level that Mincha is the most. Then comes Marit. Shenemar, Tikom Tfilas Yiktoris Lefanecha Masas Kapai Minchas Erev. Shachris also has in it this idea also, not as much as Mariv or Mincha, but same thing. Shemar Hashem Boker Tishma Koli Boker Eroch Lechov Etzate. Each one has a special nekuda, a special point of having a special, especially being answered. The Omer of Chelbo Omer of Huna Kol Ha'Nehenem Isu the Schosim Deino Masamcho Over B'Chamisha Kolos. A person who enjoys the Suda of the Chosin, and he's not the Sameach the Chosin, and here there's a machlokus what that means. The Chavis Yoyer says that he's not the Sameach in the Vosar Yayin. He doesn't let the Chosin eat. Right? You're in the hand of Misuda's Chosin, you're eating the meal, and you're bothering the Chosin, right? And don't let him sit down and eat. So he also has to have Simcha Vosar Yayin. That's the Chavis Yoyer. And the Beersheba says the Sameach in the Mili. You don't dance for him and say nice things about the Kala, that's Eino Mesamcho. Most Mepharshim learn that it's only if you enjoy the Suda of the Chosin. If you don't eat by the Suda, you're on the Chi of the Mesamechim. But if you're going to eat at the Suda, then you're happy, you better make him happy too. Okay? Therefore, they say that the mimic today is that the Kala's side pays for the Suda, so it's not Suda's Chosin. It's only if you're in the enemy Suda's Chosin is there a problem if you're not Mesamechim. But if it's not the Suda's Chosin, then you don't have the problem. So therefore they made it that the Kala's side pays for the Suda in order that it shouldn't be called Suda's Chosin. Nobody should have a problem that if they weren't Mesamechim, they're over the Hekolos. What is that? So if you're not Mesamechim, over the Chamisha Kolos. You are ignoring the importance of these five kolos. Shenemar, kol sosom, kol simcha, kol chosom, kol kala, kol omrim hodu es Hashem tzvakos. The in the samcho maschora, and if you are misaneachin, what's your schar? Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, zochel the Torah, shenit the b'chamisha kolos. It's a special skula for Torah, which was also given with five kolos. Shenemar, vayi vayom ashlishi b'yos haboker, vayi kolos ubrokin, v'olam kaved alahar, the kol shofar, vayi kol ha-shofar, v'lokim yanenu b'kol. Five times it says kol. Eini vaksi v'chol ha'am, roi nis ha-kolos. Not six times, right? So it's not five kolos, it's six. Also, kolos the Kodesh Matan Torah. No, those aren't the kolos of Torah itself. Those were the kolos before. There was thunder and lightning before Matan Torah, and then the roiness hakolos was the actual Matan Torah itself, the Torah itself that they saw what they normally could hear. Rabbi Avol, Rishi Rashi, Krum Zulu Sefer the Krav Leil. Dvarim Shom the Merumo Shalolam Kagon Tfila Shaola Lamala. Tfila rises above, or as the Nefesh HaChaim says, has effect above. He becomes cheap in their eyes. Okay. Over the Chamisha Kolos, Mezalzel the Chamisha Kolos. He is not dealing properly, dealing capriciously with these five Kolos, Shabirach Ben Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Olsen Kolos the Kodem Matan Torah Havu. Hanach kolos basroi, haino hanach da airi b'ula'el. The ka'omer the nirin hayu. Afa pisha kol eno nira zen nira. Now those kolos refer, what's it called, to the ones that we're talking before, not new kolos. These were five kolos, each one was something different. But this one refers to the ones that were before. So it's not a six. Okay. Rabbi Bo Amar Kilu Hikrif told them. Even more than that, it's like a person brought a korban tolda. Shenamar mevim tolda beis Hashem. That's the end of that pasuk. Remember, Yitzchak Omer kilu bona echad mechurbas Yerushalayim. Yivasameh achasam vekala. So you build one of the destroyed places of Yerushalayim. And some say echad mechurbas means the echad hamiyuchad. It's like you built the beis hamikdash. Because ish the ishish in the shruya b'neim. Shenamar ki oshi veshlusa oriz ki barishom amar Hashem, which is the end of that pasuk from before. A person has Yiras Shamayim, people listen to him. Right? Or even the Rabban Hashem listens to him. Tzadik goes over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. Shenemar Sof Tavar HaKol Nishmoyes Elokim Yirah. And the drasha is, if you're Elokim Yirah, then HaKol Nishma, everything will be heard. Right? People will listen to you. Kizeh Kol HaAdam, that's the end of the pasuk. What does that mean? Amar Rav Elazar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol ha'olam kula lo nivra ela b'shvil zeh. The whole world was created for this guy, for this tzaddik, for this Yirei Shamayim. Rav Abba bar Kahana omer shokol zeh k'neg kolo. He's equal to all world. Rav Shimon Azay omer v'amri lo Rav Shimon ben Zoma omer kol ha'olam kula lo nivra ela l'tzavos l'zeh. The Marsha says that there are three worlds. There's the world of Malachim. There's the world of the planets, the physical universe. And then there's this world. So a person who's a Yirei Shamayim, a tzaddik, that's what the whole world was created for, all three worlds. First of all, the whole world was created for what's it called, lo nivra kol ha'olam ela nivra b'shvil zeh, that's the olam ha'malachim. Even the angels were created for his sake. Right? They weren't created for themselves, they were created for the sake of man, for tzaddikim. And the second thing is, shokul k'neged kol ha'olam. He's equal to all the planets. Because it says, Pnei Moshe, Pnei Chama, whatever, Moshe was equal to the sun and Yoshua to the moon, so it's equal. And not only that, the whole world, meaning this lower world, was created to keep him company. So we're dealing with all three different worlds, Marshall says. Finished? You know somebody usually gives you, says hello to you, you should be mocked him shalom, you should say hello to him first. You should be mevake shalom, you should be the first one to initiate it. If you gave somebody shalom and he didn't answer you, nikra gazlan, he's a gazlan. Shenemar bi'atem bi'artem hakerem gzeilas ha'ani v'vatechem. And gzeilas ha'ani, Rashi says, Nevi'im tolda beis Hashem ki yoshe v'shvu seita dikro de chamisha kolos b'le'elu. V'shvil zeh she yivra zeh. V'tzavos shulvetz, which means to accompany him. Keep him company. What do you mean? You steal from the poor. You steal from the rich is also stealing. Why after the poor? The poor person, what can you steal from a poor person? You can steal a greeting from him. Right? And we explained once the idea is, Shalom Aleichem means, I admit that my perfection comes from you. So if the other person answers, he says, but I agree that my perfection also comes from you. But if he doesn't answer, then he says, yeah, you're right. You need me, but I don't need you. So what is he stealing from the person? His self-respect. Right? He has no, I'm saying, I don't need you. Nobody needs you, but you need me. So I have importance. You have no importance. So you're stealing, but you can steal from an Ani. You can steal from an Ani his self-respect. It says also why the Tzlach says, why only if you know that somebody usually gives you shalom, should you be not giving shalom to him? Because if you don't know if he usually gives you shalom, then maybe you're over the neighbor. If you give him shalom first, he may not answer you. And you're causing him to be a gossip. So only if you know that somebody normally says hello to you, should you say hello first to them, so you don't put them in a position of not answering you, and then you'll be causing them to do an aveirah.